situation that we're in right now, Allison. I'm driving through Chick-fil-A just so that I can talk to kind people.
Well, you're always going to find them there.
I know.
Hey, listen up. Did you know there's a secret menu at Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, I'm talking about blueberry cheesecake milkshakes, chicken quesadillas, and loaded chicken waffle fries. On this episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, we're lifting the veil on these secret menu hacks. I'm Allison Storm, and I'm joined by Jim Mann. I've always been pretty basic with my Chick-fil-A order, but I am so intrigued by this idea of a secret menu. What do you think, Jim?
Well, I like the idea. It always makes me feel like I'm a part of something, which I'm usually left out. So it's a good feeling for me.
Oh, yeah, because you're like part of the club, the Insiders Club.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you've heard this, but Chick-fil-A corporate denies the existence of a secret menu. In fact, they say it's a conspiracy theory along the lines of the Loch Ness Monster and UFOs. In fact, in a 2018 blog post, they wrote, "Not everything you read on the internet is true, but one thing is for certain, there is no Chick-fil-A secret menu."
That's why all the pictures of it are kind of blurry, right?
Yeah, they can never get a clear shot of these things. But may I remind you, we are the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. That means we do our own research and investigation around here.
That's right. The whole team has been out on the streets. Who are they?
Well, that's exactly what we've spent the last week doing. We even recruited a friend to help us. Logan Wolfram is an author, a wife, a mom, amazing home chef. She does it all from the comfort of her tiny home, where I think she is today. Welcome, Logan.
Yes, I am in the comfort of my tiny home right now. I did air quotes, comfort of.
Anyway, I felt like I heard air quotes there. So it's there a little uncomfortable during quarantine, I'm guessing.
Well, you know, it's tiny. People keep saying, "How are you doing in the tiny house?" I'm like, "Well, I'm a total extrovert living on global quarantine in 650 square feet with two kids, two dogs, a giant husband, and puberty has also entered. So I feel that that's like five of us living here with one of my kids." So,
oh, no.
Yeah. So yeah, we're making it through. Thankful for adventures like the one you sent me on. So,
oh, good. Well, this is very much against your personality, I'm guessing, this whole social distancing thing.
It's essentially the antithesis of the way God created me. So we're hanging in there. Yeah. I'm ready for it to be all done for sure.
I'm so glad that we get to hang out a little bit right now. And when I was thinking about who can we get to help us investigate this Chick-fil-A secret menu, I felt like, Logan, you were the perfect person because I know you love a challenge and you're very creative with recipes and all of that.
I am. I do. I love to cook. And golly, I feel like I keep seeing all of these things where people are like, who's gaining the COVID-19 from all the cooking that people have been doing? I saw something that like, a flour company said that they've sold like 4,000 times more flour than like even during holiday baking season, something ridiculous. So I think everyone is up for experimentation in the food department these days because we have so much time to do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Logan, why don't you go ahead and share your secret menu items that you uncovered with us?
Well, I'm going to be honest and say I'm feeling it's very possible that Chick-fil-A in their 2018 thing that there's no secret menu items really wants for everyone to think that, because I tried to order these items that were like hacks that I had found online. And I called and told you yesterday, Allison, my entire receipt came up and underneath every item it said red flag, red flag, red flag. So we decided to order, I had my kids look at some secret menu items that we had seen online, and we went to our local Chick-fil-A, and during lunch rush hour, which may not be the best time during a global quarantine to decide to get tricky with your order, but we ordered a grilled chicken club with crispy chicken instead of grilled. Both of my boys got that. We ordered cheese fries, cheese waffle fries. We also tried to order root beer floats because I had seen that, but then the sweet girl at our Chick-fil-A said that we don't have root beer, so I decided to further complicate the order and get cherry Coke floats. So we did all of that. We also got a 30 count of nuggets and got a bunch of sauces. I had never tried any of the sauce but the Chick-fil-A sauce. And I think I've tried barbecue sauce. So I got Polynesian, the sweet and spicy sriracha, and I also got the zesty buffalo sauce or whatever, because I wanted to try some of the mixtures that you had told me about as well. So that was the order. And we had to, when we pulled up and ordered it, she was like, okay, we can do this. When then I got up to the window and I heard them over the headphones saying like, this order for Logan, yeah, you're going to have to do this, you're going to have to do that. And so I was like, oh gosh, guys, I'm really sorry. I'm doing this for the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast called My Pleasure. And I'm sure it's your pleasure to take my complicated order right now. They said it is. It is our pleasure.
Oh, so, of course we had to.
I know, of course. So we waited there for a bit. And then they're like, ma'am, if you don't mind pulling into the space up front, that would be magnificent so that we are able to collect the rest of your order. And they had to bring it out in three sections because our order was so messy. She finally was like, we really can't do some of these things. So the cheese fries, they gave us fries with a little cup of shredded cheese. The chickens, grilled chicken sandwiches with the spicy chicken or the crispy chicken actually did come that way.
That sounds so good to me. I'm excited to try that one. How was it?
I tasted it. I thought it was good. I mean, it just tasted like sort of the like a deluxe crispy chicken sandwich or whatever, because it had cheese and lettuce, tomato, and bacon on it. I think it was bacon on it. Anyway, both my kids had that and they loved it. And then I will tell you, our most favorite thing of all was hands down the cherry Coke float. So the thing to do is to ask them to do half of a vanilla milkshake with half of the cherry Coke, because they couldn't quite figure out what to do, but it was awesome. That was our favorite thing that we did, was the cherry Coke float.
And you ordered this all like face to face with somebody? You didn't try to do it on your app?
No, I have the app, but I decided it would be better for the general experience if I did it face to face. Also, as we have just said, I'm an extrovert living in a tiny house. So any human interaction I can get, even in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru line, I'm going to take it. That's the situation that we're in right now, Allison. I'm driving through Chick-fil-A just so that I can talk to kind people.
Well, you're always going to find them there.
I know. I know. That's why I made it a great choice to make a complicated order in person. They really were so, so kind about the whole thing. But it was really funny. And truly, my receipt says red flag under all of the items, except the crispy chicken, whatever club sandwich thing that we got. That one, it just said some crispy chicken, but everything Logan. Else said red flag.
Logan, I would go back and check all your receipts from years past. I bet they all say red flag for you.
They probably do, Jim. In fact, they probably have my license plate that just says red flag immediately.
Yeah. Probably
by entering the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. So it was definitely fun to try it. But I do think, like the girl said to me, yeah, we really can't do some of these things. I think it created like a real confusion because, I don't know, I might be thinking that there's not truly a secret menu. There's just high maintenance orders. That's what I think it might be. Friend said that to me yesterday. Maybe they don't think that you're on to some secret menu. Maybe they just thought you were that girl with the complicated order.
You're being a diva.
I was a total diva at Chick-fil-A yesterday on behalf of you guys. I was.
That's
even
beautiful.
My son made fun of me. I was like, oh, she was such a good sport, Brittany in the drive-thru. And my son goes, Mom, no one ever says good sport. I was like, well, I do, and I just did, and you're probably going to start saying it now, too. So.
So is there anything that you got that you would order again, besides, obviously, the cherry Coke float? You said that was amazing.
Yeah. My kids definitely said that they would order the sandwich again like that. They both really, really liked it. I got to be honest. I'm a purist. I think part of the reason Chick-fil-A's figured out how to have such great stuff is because they just made it great the first time.
Ooh,
you know,
nice.
I would tend to agree with you, but the secret recipe hack that I did was life-changing, and I think it's going to change the way I order from now on. So when we come back, I'm going to be revealing my secret menu hack.
Ah, can you smell that? The aroma of fresh waffle fries? We've got a new batch at ChickfilAPodcast.com. Of course, I'm not talking about the kind you eat. I'm talking about the kind you wear. Our waffle fry earrings are hand-painted by a talented artist and would be such a perfect gift for mom this Mother's Day. Right now, shipping is free. And while you're at it, pick up a cow print gift bag, a Chick-fil-A tank top, and an adorable card to go with it. Since Mother's Day is on a Sunday, mom will love this thoughtful gift. Order now at ChickfilAPodcast.com.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. And we're talking about the secret menu at Chick-fil-A. And we heard from Logan and her experience and how, well, she had them all confused there at Chick-fil-A. But that's all right. That's normal for a Logan experience. But Allison, what did you order?
Okay, my experience was glorious, but let me just tell you that part of that reason was probably because it was the first time my husband and I were away from the kids in like 2 months. We managed to sneak away. Yeah, so it was like I was on a high anyway, so no matter what they fed me, I probably would have loved it. But it really was amazing. So I actually have two secret recipes to share with you. Now, the first one requires a number one sandwich, a packet of Chick-fil-A sauce, and a packet of Polynesian. So you take the filet out of the bun, put it back in the bag, and pour both sauce packets inside the bag, and then you shake it up, and then you pull this saucy, amazing, oh, my mouth is watering just thinking about it, filet back on the bun, and you enjoy. It is, honestly, I don't know if I can go back to eating just a plain number one sandwich. It was incredible. Now, the other version is to start with the spicy chicken sandwich. Put the filet alone in the bag. Pour a packet of spicy sweet sriracha and a packet of zesty buffalo on top of that. Shake it up. And if you like your sandwich with a little bit of a kick, you should definitely try this. It's amazing, too.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
We did it because you had told me about it. So we just mixed some of the sauces in a bowl and dunked our chicken nuggets in them, which was kind of a fun way to test out all of those sauces, too.
Yeah, that sounds like a great party appetizer, too. Saucy nuggets.
Saucy nuggets.
The bag that the sandwiches come in is actually perfect for this because, you know, it's got that foil liner. So when you're shaking it, like, it's very solid. It doesn't fall apart or get all soggy or whatever. So it's like almost like it was designed to do this. And if you need a little change, but you want to make sure it's still going to taste good, I highly recommend this. All right, Jim, are you going to wow us with your secret menu hack?
I don't know how much I'm going to wow you, but you know my personality. I don't like to put people out.
Yeah, but Jim, you're always wowing people.
Well, yeah, there's that part also. So you put the two together, and I like to be on the inside track, you know, knowing these secret things that nobody else knows. So I went with the Chicken Bacon Ranch Deluxe, which is basically the chicken sandwich deluxe with ranch dressing and bacon thrown on there. But it made it taste so much better, and they knew exactly what I was talking about. So I felt like I was on the inside track and no one else knew. So that's
okay,
all.
So did you order it like that, or did you have to order it in a confusing way? Did you just say I want the Chicken Bacon Ranch Deluxe?
Just like that, and he was on to me.
Really? So that is the secret menu item because it's not on the menu.
Yeah. Well, he knew I was special right away.
So they put the ranch sauce on it?
Yeah, well, they give you a pack.
Okay. Have to put the ranch on it.
I know. It was a lot of work.
That is a lot of work, Jim. Were you exhausted by the end? Probably famished even.
I laid down afterwards, so I'm good.
Okay. Had to hold a pillow.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. If you wanted to order this on the app, how would you do that?
Oh, that's a good question. I think you can actually, when you customize, you can add the bacon on anything and then order the pack of the ranch dressing. It's pretty easy for this one.
So what are you starting with, though? What's the basic?
Oh, it's the, the Chicken Sandwich Deluxe.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You probably never had that because it's a little healthy.
No, I don't ever order that. Is that grilled chicken or is it the good kind?
Well, this one was the good kind, as you say. I normally get the grilled, but it came with the not grilled, but the whatever you call it.
Okay. Jim, I would think every time you order something, it's the deluxe version. Just That's over true. The top, a little better, you know?
Deluxe ice water.
Right along with you.
That's true. You got a point there, Logan.
I'm definitely going to try that. That sounds awesome. Well, since this episode is all about uncovering hidden secrets, we're going to play Negative Truth with our guest, Logan. Stick with us.
Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy said, "Nearly every moment of every day, we have the opportunity to give something to someone else, our time, our love, our resources." Now that we're in day 1,034 of quarantine, I think we could all use a little pick-me-up. Hi, I'm Allison, host of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, and I have a challenge for you. Head to chickfilapodcast.com/free and grab our free printable gift card holders. Then pop a Chick-fil-A gift card inside. It doesn't have to be much. And bless somebody, even a stranger. I guarantee your gesture will be the highlight in their day right now. And please let me know how it goes. You can always email me at hello@chickfilapodcast.com. Let's all make it our mission to spread some love today. That's chickfilapodcast.com/free.
And we're back. You probably heard the game Two Truths and a Lie. Well, this game is just like that, only with a cuter name. And I'm all about cuter. You know how I am. We call it Nugget of Truth. Isn't that adorable?
Adorable.
It's so deluxe, Jim. So deluxe.
I know. So, Logan, you're going to tell us three things about yourself, except, of course, one of them is going to be a lie. And we have to guess which one is not true.
Okay,
Logan, I know you've been on stage as a speaker at women's conferences, but have you ever been on stage as an actress? I just want to know this first before you get started here.
Well, when I was in the 11th grade, I was Mrs. Gibbs in Our Town.
Oh!
All I remember is saying something about heliotrope. That's truly all that I remember from it. That was my acting debut and grand finale, all in one. Oh, well, no, you know, when I was a kid, we did all of these programs at church. And so I was in Salty Sing-Along-a-thon. Do y'all remember that? Did you ever have that at your church? Like Salty,
yes.
The big giant blue Bible?
I've never heard
of that.
Can you guys sing a song right now together since you both know the Salty Sing-Along?
I know.
All I remember is it said, Sing-Along-a-thon, Maranatha Marathon, Hallelujah Jubilee. That's about the amount that you want me to sing.
Nice.
That's the extent of what I
can recall. That was beautiful.
All right, Jim, we're dealing with the semi-professional actress here, so listen.
Hold on. You know what's about to happen is I might have to take a pause in a second because my kids are having an argument since we live in a tiny house. Okay, I think we'll be okay for a second. All right.
Life in the tiny house.
Okay.
Hit us with your three facts, although we know one of them is going to be a lie. Go ahead.
Okay. One time when I was speaking, I accidentally wore the microphone into the bathroom and it projected into the entire auditorium. One time I jumped into the Nile River and a week later a man-eating crocodile was found. And one time I went skydiving out of a hot air balloon over the Black Hills of South Dakota.
Wow. Jim, you go first this time. This is tough.
They're all lies.
Jim, you have to know I wouldn't lie to you. I would only lie to you 33% of the time, Jim.
Okay. The mic in the bathroom. People have done that quite often, so I believe that one. I think number two is a lie.
All right. Should I guess?
That's what you think. Yeah. You should also guess.
It's weird, but I think I might agree with Jim. I think I'm going to go with two being the lie.
That is weird.
Okay, so what was number two? Two was jumping into the Nile River.
And the crocodile, yeah.
No, that's actually true.
Whoa!
I did a rope swing into the Nile River. I've never been more terrified in my life because there's all sorts of things and you can't see anything in the Nile River. And when I was in Africa, we jumped off of this big tree and scrambled down this side, rope swung into the Nile River, dropped like 15 feet, and then I had to swim to the side and scramble back up a tree. I did it 3 times so that I could say I'd really done it. But 1 week later, there was like a 15-foot man-eating crocodile found with a person in its belly. And it was like right around the corner from where we had jumped in.
Oh! Wow!
Isn't that crazy? So the lie was, I did wear, actually back in October, the Mike thing did happen to me, and I was terribly mortified. And then I'm always so careful to turn it off, and I guess somehow, I don't know, I knocked it back on. But the lie was skydiving out of a hot air balloon in South Dakota. I did ride one time in a hot air balloon in South Dakota, but there's no way I would jump out of it.
I should have guessed that one because I don't think hot air balloons even go high enough for you to skydive out of, do they?
Probably not. I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
Well, I literally just made up that lie so rapidly, I should probably be concerned about it. I hadn't even thought of that before. It came to me as I was saying it. So
I knew it all along.
So, yeah, there's my two truths and a lie.
Well, thank you so much, Logan. Maybe you need to put that skydiving hot air balloon thing on your bucket list.
Yeah, probably not. I'm actually afraid of heights.
Yeah. Well, how can people connect with you?
I am on Instagram, Logan L. Wolfram Lane. Logan L. Wolfram. I have a website, loganwolfram.com, although I don't do much on it these days as we're all trying to survive life in the tiny house. I'm on Facebook. You can look up Logan L. Wolfram. Shoot me an email, Logan Wolfram. What is my email? Logan@loganwolfram.com. So, yeah, I'd love to hear from people. All of those ways. I'm probably the most active on Instagram, I would say, for sure.
Awesome. So, well, thank you so much. And we know that you would love to hear from people right about now.
I would love to hear from people right about now. For sure, I would love it. So, thank you guys so much for having me on. It has really, truly been my pleasure.
Oh, nice. I love that.
Yeah, see what I did there?
Wow.
If you enjoyed today's show, don't keep these secret menu hacks a secret. Share this goodness with a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, check out our fan shop at chickfilapodcast.com for t-shirts, jewelry, baby bibs. It's all there at chickfilapodcast.com. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.